SOS Radio on demand.
It changed my heart.
On demand.
It changes your life.
Thanks for downloading Scott Harrell's podcast.
We dig into a lot of stories. You hear stories about miracles, you read through the Bible, and you see these stories of these normal people that extraordinary things happen to. And we think about miracles today, and a lot of times you think like, oh, that would never happen to me, or my life is too bland, it's too boring. We're actually talking about everyday miracles with actor and filmmaker Eric Scott Smith today at SWS Radio. How are you, Eric?
I'm great. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing well. You know, it's interesting. When you grow up, everybody has a past, right? And we think of our story, and a lot of times you have a crazy story, and you go, I can't believe I survived the craziness of this life. Or you just feel like, my story is boring.
My real-life story isn't all that exciting, but my character, Cotton, he has got one crazy story to tell, and that's what the entire movie Everyday Miracles is about.
Yeah, so it's interesting. He's a guy that grew up in a faith culture, but it wasn't exactly like the encouraging faith culture. It was a little more toxic, and he sort of wanted to run away from parts of that.
Yeah, exactly. In my real life, I was drawn to the character because my real life sort of mirrored that. I grew up in a Christian school, but I was a theater kid in a sports school, and that doesn't go well for us theater kids. And I was heavily bullied as a kid by, you know, what was supposed to be a faith community. And it sort of really turned me off to God. And I had to find my own path back to faith through new friends and through my family. And that's really the exact same journey that my character Cotton goes through. And so when I read the script, I immediately saw those ties and I said, I have to play this guy because now, you know, I'm very close with God. My family prays before every meal. I'm the Sunday school teacher right now in quarantine. So, you know, my faith journey has been a significant one. But initially, I did run away pretty heavily. And when you meet my character right at the beginning of the movie, you realize that he is running from something, and he's running fast, and he's running hard.
You know, it's so interesting. We think about the Hollywood lifestyle. It's so easy to glamorize it. You know, you see everybody on TV. You see the red carpet. You see fame and fortune. You're actually a producer at a morning show in L.A., and you're an actor and a filmmaker. When you dig into the Hollywood lifestyle, it's interesting because as Christians, a lot of people have pulled away from that. And then others are saying, hey, I want to be a light. I want to be someone that can help redeem this. I want to be a storyteller. And I could do that in some dynamic ways if I'm present.
Exactly. And to be honest, you see a lot of the glitz and glamour, but it's a terrible life. It's honestly horrible. So anybody who has made it in this industry, I applaud them because they have dealt with more than you could possibly imagine. It is a constant sea of no's. One day somebody will tell you you're not handsome enough. The next day somebody will tell you you're not ugly enough. And then they'll tell you you're too tall or you're too short or you're too young looking or you're too fat. And it is just every single day you hear a reason you're not good enough. So to really make it in this industry, it takes a lot of perseverance. And then when you throw the backpack of faith on top of that, you know, climbing up this Hollywood mountain, it could hold you back or you could use it as a light and open up that backpack and pull out a lantern and put it in front of you. So I've decided in my personal life that I'm not going to be ashamed of anything I believe. And I'm using that lantern to sort of guide me right now, especially in quarantine. I feel that there's two types of people, who have really gone down the wrong, dark path and really gotten down about this whole thing. Or they're really seeking positivity and really trying to find as many cat memes on Facebook as they can to make them laugh. Because we really need some positivity in this COVID world we're living in. So I found myself to be one of those people who finds myself praying more, finds myself, you know, trying to really dive into my relationship with my son and my daughter more and be more encouraged by the positive relationships in my life.
We're talking with Eric Scott Smith today at SWS Radio, and he has a new movie. It's called Everyday Miracles that he stars in. You know, it's interesting. Bob Reiner was a filmmaker. It was back in the 90s, and he also ran a television company, and he wrote a book called Roaring Lambs, and it was about being salt and light. It was about like how Jesus calls us to, you know, be salt, is there's adding flavor to culture, also slowing down the decay of culture, or to be a light, like a shining city on a hill can be seen for miles and miles. And he sort of wrote this manifesto kind of challenging people who follow Jesus to go into the pillars of culture and say, we can make an impact here. And we don't necessarily have to Christianize everything, but we need to have a presence and be the people that God's called us to be and shine the light of Jesus that's inside us.
I totally, totally agree with that. And it's so interesting because we just did that with my daughter, the salt of the earth story in the Bible with my daughter from Sunday school this past week. So that is very fresh on my brain and remarkable that you would bring that up. And when talking to her, I tried to explain to her that as Christians or as somebody who just believes in God, because here in California, that's even sort of odd. I mean, I don't really work with anybody who has faith in a God at all. I mean, the popular faith here is that everybody is connected, and that's really what everyone lands on. And so with my daughter, I try to explain to her that we believe in a God, and we believe that he needed the human experience in order to save humanity. So he stepped into human skin, and he told us to step into our relationships and become the salt and make these situations better, because the world doesn't look so great right now, but we can preserve. And I think that she's starting to get it. I am also reading her Chronicles of Narnia. So she's just obsessed with Aslan, and I'm trying to explain the parallels of Jesus and Aslan to her. And she's really, really encouraged by all of it.
I love the line in The Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe where they ask him, like, is Aslan safe? And he says, no, Aslan's not safe, but he's good.
Yeah, she is just really taken to it. So I'm glad I could give her, I mean, she's only five, and for her to really soak up that book and every day read three pages of it, I mean, it's been really awesome to watch.
You might recognize Eric Scott Smith from movies like Walk to Remember, Home at the End of the World, or Cold Mountain. We're actually talking with him today at SWS Radio. And has a brand new film that he's starring in called Everyday Miracles. But Eric, working as an actor, playing characters in somebody else's story, how has that made you think about your own identity?
Oh, that's really interesting. Well, you see actors like Johnny Depp who have like this weird British accent when they talk. And I think he was born in Kentucky.
Yep.
And it's because every character you play, if you play it right, they're going to sit with you. And they're going to sit with you, hopefully, forever. So he's got so many characters rattling around in his brain that it changed the way he spoke, the way he moved, everything about the man. This character, definitely, it stuck with me in a profound way. In all honesty, it has encouraged me to step away from acting a bit. Because we shot this, actually, a few years ago. And it got put to bed, which really, really upset me because I knew it was such an encouraging movie with such good messages. And I was so excited for my mamaw in Morristown, Tennessee to be able to go to Walmart and get it. And then they put it to bed. Luckily, it's gotten a revival because of COVID. And people really are seeking out those positive stories. So that's why it's coming out now. But a couple of years ago, I had a girlfriend and I knew I wanted to marry her. But I knew this professional auditioner career I had, which was basically working 3 days on a show like CSI, and that'll pay the bills for about 3 or 4 months. And you just keep auditioning over and over and over until somebody will let you work 3 more days to audition for 3 more months to try to work 3 more days. And I knew I just couldn't live my lifetime dream of having my own family. I'd done movies, like you said, Cold Mountain and shot in Romania and Walk to Remember and shot with a pop star. I had accomplished, you know, what I set out to do as an actor, but I had not really doubled down on making a family of my own. So after this movie, the lessons that it taught about family, about faith, about putting the past to bed, I actually took a break and I doubled down on my radio career. I got this thing that you may have heard of. It's called insurance. And I got a 401k, which I knew nothing about. And I started to get some job security. So I married my wife. We've got two really young, beautiful kids now. And I sort of really reinvested my focus on starting a family of my own. And now the acting roles I take are friends projects or things I really want to do and can make work with my schedule. And instead of being desperate and hungry for the next role, which was just a terrible way to live, I can now make stuff that just makes my heart happy. And I'm so glad this movie's coming out because this made my heart happy, happy enough to where I thought, you know, why don't I just take a break on this one? This one made me so happy that I think it's time for me to be a dad. And that's what it did.
We're talking with Eric Scott Smith today on SOS Radio. He actually has a new movie called Everyday Miracles, and it's actually on Amazon Prime and Apple TV. Everyday Miracles is essentially a story about searching for your real self. Like when you come from a family where there's some baggage and your family wants you to be one thing, and you sort of realize there's some toxic stuff here and I'm going to walk away from that. But at the same time, I still love my family and there's a weird tension in that, but it's a good tension.
Well, I think that it says so much about what family really is, because here in California, I haven't met a lot of kindred spirits, but I've met a couple that are now my family. My best friend, Brendan, is now Uncle B to my kids. He is, I mean, I call him my brother. I have a birth brother, but I also have my brother from California, and he is part of our family. He's in all the family portraits now. I mean, he's just part of the Smith clan now. And I think that this movie says so much about that, about choosing your family. And sometimes the people in your life who you think are supposed to have your back, they might even convince you they do. And that's the worst part. When they tell you, I love you. I'm the only one who loves you. I'm the only one who's honest with you. I'm the only one looking out for you. The whole world is out to get you, but I got your back. Those people could be the ones doing the most damage in your life. And for my character to realize that and to seek out the positive, seek out the people who love him for who he is and not what he can do for them. And will they be able to pull him out of this dark hole of his past? And can he once and for all put that past to bed and finally just put the last nail on the coffin of a very toxic past? I hope at least people will take that lesson with them when they watch this movie, and maybe it'll give them strength to sort of just say, I can't dwell on what happened to me. I can't dwell on who's responsible and who to blame. And I can't live in these scars of my past. I have to carve a new path. And that's what this movie's all about.
We're talking about everyday miracles and what those actually look like today with Eric Scott Smith. And he's been in movies like Walk to Remember and Cold Mountain. You might have seen him in a couple of those. But, you know, when you think about the stories of what miracles essentially are, it's like a story of something that doesn't make any earthly sense or something that doesn't scientifically move in the way that there's a pattern that's trackable. Eric, what have you noticed about miracles in 2020?
Oh, man. I mean, there's so many of them. I know it's really hard to see them right now. We have this blanket sort of covering everything right now, and it's a dark blanket, and nothing seems to be going right. But if you really look, I promise it's less of a blanket and more of an Afghan. There's a lot of little holes in it. And you can look right through them, and people are being very good to each other. There are a lot of people looking out for one another and a lot of people seeking to do good. And also the everyday miracles in my life, my children, I've decided during this quarantine to put down my phone and really focus on my relationship with them. And when you really watch a kid learn something and find joy in something as simple as now my son can say meow when he sees the cat, I mean, there is a legitimate joy in his eyes when he learns to convey something new to us, to connect to us in a new way. And now he's hungry for words. My daughter is, during this quarantine, I've been showing her videos of people doing nice things for each other. And now she is just obsessed. She wants to do everything nice for everybody. And so I think that if we just look hard enough, we can find the good in people. And there are little things we can do every single day. Pay for the person's Starbucks behind you. You don't know what their employment status is during COVID. If you have the means, to do something nice and anonymous for somebody. It's going to change their day, and it might even change their life. So there are little things we can do and little things we can look for. And if somebody does one of those things for us, then I think it's our responsibility as people, not just as Christians, to pay that forward and to find the ways we can help others.
We're talking with Eric Scott Smith today at Us West Radio, and he has a new film that he's starring in. It's called Everyday Miracles, and it's actually on Amazon and it's on Apple TV. And you get to play a role alongside Gary Cole. I mean, he was Lumberg in Office Space. He was Bobby's dad in Talladega Nights. I mean, how crazy is that?
I've worked with actors that when you're on set with them, you know they're the big dog. And they let you know they're the big dog. And Gary Cole was the exact opposite. He just said, we're all puppies playing in the playpen. And I've always had this theory, because I'm a musician as well. So when you're a musician, you have to play in a band, and no one person can really outshine the other because the band has to play together. And everybody's got to be a piece of the pie. But without everybody, there is no pie. So learning that lesson and then the lessons from sports that my dad taught me as a kid, I realized that we're all just sort of spices in this soup. And if you don't look at your role as an actor as a spice, then you're trying to take over the flavor and it's going to be overpowering. And Gary Cole saw acting the exact same way, the exact same way. When we were on set, we were both equal actors. And I naturally wanted to yell, I'm all hopped up on Mountain Dew, but I didn't. But I have so much respect for him. And he's actually such an established theater actor and just a really brilliant, well-trained actor. And I have nothing but respect for him. And I was pretty starstruck. But honestly, he made me so comfortable. He sat and he did the work every single day. He never had anybody stand in for him. It doesn't matter where the camera was, even if he wasn't on it, he was there doing his lines with me. And it was just really remarkable.
It would take everything in me not to say, I'm going to need you to come in tomorrow.
Yep, exactly.
Because I've worked in a couple of those Office Space places, man.
But he's such a good guy. Everybody on the cast, really. I mean, I hope that everybody goes to watch this movie just because it was such a labor of love. I mean, Gary Cole did not have to do this movie. I'll be honest, the budget was not Gary Cole status. But everybody who read the script wanted to do this movie. The director and writer was a first-time director. And so when this project got shelved for a while, I was so sad for him because there are ties to his sister in the script. And it was a very personal experience for him. And to watch it just sort of fade into the darkness really upset me. And then somebody has plucked it out of the light, and I'm so happy for him. I've been texting him every day, just, I'm so proud of you, man. Your movie is everywhere. And he's like, no, it's your movie. And I'm like, no, it's your movie.
That's awesome. Well, we're talking with Eric Scott Smith today at SWS Radio, and that movie we were talking about, it's called Everyday Miracles. You can find it on Amazon and on Apple TV. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.